So beginning this past Wednesday, the first reading at these daily masses is coming from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. And usually the gospel is so rich that we can kind of overlook the first reading, or we don't pay too much attention. And this letter of Paul to the Colossians is a beautiful letter. It's not that very long, and I would definitely encourage, especially as families, to maybe take some time these days and just meditate upon these words that St. Paul gave to that church then and gives to us today. In that passage we heard today, "And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable, provided that you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel which you heard." I mean, this is like speaking to each one of us. We were once estranged with hostility in our mind and doing evil deeds, but now the Father has reconciled us through the flesh of his Son. Of course, the crucifixion, how God's Son gave himself back to the Father, and through that offering, we have been reconciled to the Father. But each time we come to Mass, that reality is made present to us in the tabernacle, on the holy altar, through the Holy Eucharist. The flesh of the Son of God, who reconciled us to the world, is present here among us. This is the source and the strength of our salvation. And it's ours, provided that we continue in faith, stable and steadfast. These words mean like from the foundation, deeply rooted, to be stable in the faith and steadfast, not wavering, come whatever may. Then we had a good kind of natural example of this past week with the threat of the hurricane. And when we look at the Bahamas, all the destruction, how unstable some of these structures in our life are. You know, is our heart, is our soul, is our spirit stable to withstand the winds that come of the evil one? Provided that we are stable and steadfast so that he can present us. Irreproachable, blameless, and holy. That's God's plan for us. To present us through Christ, holy, blameless, and irreproachable. That's our goal. And so what are we doing on a daily basis to attain that goal? Of course, it all comes through grace, through our Heavenly Father. But we have to respond to that. We have to make that grace that was made present to us on the cross and in the Holy Eucharist a reality in our lives. What are we doing to be holy? To be like God? To be blameless and irreproachable so that nothing can stand against us? So that any trial that we come, we will be deemed innocent. That's what those words mean. This is the promise that Christ has given us, and this is the responsibility that each one of us has. That if we remain stable and steadfast, open to God's grace made present to us every day, then he will present us, and we can and will be holy, blameless, and irreproachable. That once we who were once far off, once who were hostile in our mind and doing evil deeds, we can and will be made clean. Do we believe the promises of Jesus? And do we allow them to dictate the choices we make and the actions we take and the choices we don't make? What a beautiful gift today to honor our Blessed Mother. She who was holy, blameless, and irreproachable. She who lived to intercede for us. Who lives so that we can join her and she can watch us being presented to the Father. We beg her to pray for us. We beg her to intercede for us. So she who is our model of faith, our model of hope, we can remain steady and steadfast. You know, tomorrow on the calendar will be her birthday. We won't celebrate it liturgically. But what a beautiful gift our Blessed Mother is to the Church. We beg her to intercede for us on this day, this first Saturday, dedicated to her Immaculate Heart. That as we desire to be steadfast and stable, holy, blameless, and irreproachable, through her intercession, it will be so for each one of us.